You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is November 30th, 2023, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube video portion of the podcast and all that other fun stuff. And then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love and make sure to follow me on all the different socials and the links down below. So, yeah, episode 93. Wow. Sorry that I didn't do one last week, but it was Thanksgiving here in America. I don't know where you're listening from, but I spent the entirety of the day with my family and wasn't able to get away long enough to record an episode. So there has been quite a lot of things that have happened since last week. The very first thing that happened was I had to take my car into the shop last week. I dropped it off last Monday, and the check engine light kept coming on, and all the codes read that it was like a myriad of different things, and with my 2007 Subaru Forester, when the codes come on, it knocks out my cruise control, and it just sits there and keeps flashing at you. And my little code reader wasn't like connecting to my car properly, and so I just took it in and left it overnight, and they didn't get back to me until like Wednesday and told me, okay, yeah, we got your car back up and going, we changed this out, we did this, we did that, blah blah blah. I was like, okay, awesome, high fives all around, thank you. Go in, pick it up Wednesday, driving like a champ, nothing wrong with it. I was like, thank you. You know, this put a serious financial burden on me having to get it taken care of this close to the holidays. And, you know, that weekend was all the like holiday sales, like Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, you know, the whole nine yards. And usually when I do the bulk of my Christmas shopping is during Black Friday weekend. Well, having to spend a few hundred dollars out of the meager amount of money that I had set aside for holidays this year proved to do otherwise. So I was not able to get any shopping done whatsoever. Usually by December 15th, I have all my shopping done, and I have none of it done, so I'm feeling the crunch this year. And so, get my car Wednesday night, driving it home, nothing. Then I go into town, get my niece, drive out, or go and get gas, and I notice that my gas gauge isn't working. It is registering 3/4 of a tank of gas as full. And I know that it's a full tank of gas because I literally had just filled it up and the nozzle shut off twice to the point where gas was starting to come out a little bit. I was like, okay, ain't nobody rich in today's America to allow gas to just drain off of their car. So get in the car, reset my trip odometer and all that other stuff, and head on over to my sister's house. And I tell my niece, I'm like, okay, this is something new wrong with my car. Gas gauge is only reading three quarters of a tank full and not going up any higher, and I know that it should be a lot higher than this. So that was issue number one. Go do the whole eat too much for Thanksgiving thing. Watch my sister and my niece put up the Christmas tree and a couple of decorations. Drive my niece back home, and I am no sooner getting almost all the way home and my check engine light comes back on. I'm like, God damn it. So I get home and I call the dealership, not expecting anyone to answer, and I hear, or I get to talk to the mechanic. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know why you're here, not my problem, but this is what's going on. Oh, well, you know, I'll take a look at it, but I don't know why your gas gauge is like that, because what I did had nothing to do with the gas gauge. I said, well, I don't know, but the gas gauge was working when I brought it in. The gas gauge needs to be working when I bring it home. That's all I'm saying. And whatever money is involved in that needs to be covered in what I've already given you, because I am not giving you more money when the first issue was never fixed, and that the second issue is a result of being left there, you know? So I got it back for like maybe 15 minutes yesterday. No, it was longer than 15 minutes. It was like less than an hour though. And the goddamn light came back on, and I was like, are you kidding me? So I called the dealership up and I told him, I'm like, look, I made it halfway home. Light came back on. He's all, well, we drove it like around we drove around for about 20 miles or whatever. I'm all, well, apparently you don't drive it like I do then, because here's the issue. So I'm bringing it back. So took it back to the damn dealership and ended up having to take a bus home. Now, I'm sitting out at a bus stop because I had just gotten out, or I had just taken a shower and everything. I went to the YMCA and took a shower and did some swimming a little bit, but then, you know, so I was like clean, ready for the day or whatever. And so now I'm sitting outside in 37 degree weather with wet hair, freshly showered, at a bus stop. Now, guys, I haven't had to take a bus in like 8 years, 7 or 8 years, and I'm not bus folk anymore. I froze my butt off out there waiting for that damn bus. So I don't know what's going on with my car, but I am hoping and praying that it gets figured out quick, fast, and in a freaking hurry, because I'm done not having a car. There's just so many things that I need to do throughout the week, and so many little obligations that I have. Like, I have my doctor's appointments, I have my routines that I do. Yesterday, I was supposed to go to the YMCA with a friend of mine because I didn't have my car back yet. And so she tells me, she's like, oh yeah, I'll take you. Cause she goes also. And I'm like, cool. Well, at 9:15 Tuesday night, she shoots me a text message. Oh, hey, my husband has a doctor's appointment that he needs me to go to, and I didn't know about it, so I'm going to have to cancel on you. I'm like, okay, cool, not a problem. So, you know, had I not gotten the call that my car was ready or whatever, I would not have been able to go do any of the YMCA. So that's what's going on in my world with my automobile right now. But Monday night was pretty awesome because I got together with a couple of girlfriends of mine, and we made vision boards. And it's the first time I've ever made a vision board, but had a lot of fun and a lot of like really weird, strange dreams afterwards. Like all of Monday night going into Tuesday, just that nighttime sleep was just weird, strange dreams. And so nothing really that I could remember. I just remember them being very sequential and very just kind of strange off the wall for me. Like, I can't even really make a comparison, but like kittens under ice water and stuff like that. And not being in distress, just me wanting to get to the kittens and having to break through this ice, or, you know, just weird stuff like that. Like, the kittens are fine. They're not in distress. They're not drowning. They're not dying. They're not freezing or whatever. But it's me wanting to break through this ice to get to the kittens. You know, weird stuff like that. So, anyways. Also, last week, I went to the doctor's, and I've been having a lot of chest pains on my right side, like kind of deep under my breastplate. And I've looked into it a little bit, and from what I can tell, it's probably gallbladder related. And so I went into my doctor's and I was telling him, because it was a checkup from the last time I'd been there, and I was like, listen, this is what's going on, this is what's going on, this is what's going on, here's the new stuff that's going on. I've had some fluttering in my heart. I get this like really weird pain in my neck, like in the artery or in the tendon right here. I'm having this chest pain, blah blah, hoota hoota. And he's all, well, do you have history of heart issues in your family? And I said, yeah, you know, my biological mom had this going on with her heart. My dad had AFib. My grandma had a heart attack. My grandfather had a heart attack and a stroke that left him paralyzed on the left side. This person on my mom's side had this going on with their heart. This person had this going on with their heart, blah, blah, blah. He's all like, well, I'm not going to address the pain in the chest and like the probable gallbladder or whatever. I want to focus on your heart because you are overweight and you have such a significant thing of heart problems. So I was like, okay, my heart fluttering is the least of my issues. This constant pain in my chest and like having uncontrollable bowel movements and like just being gassy, like constantly belching and stuff like that. I'm like, that's what I want to get rid of. But he wants to send me in for a nuclear stress test on my heart. And I told him, I'm like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, no, I don't want to be under any kind of chemically induced stress test, because I'm afraid that it's going to make my anxiety kick in. And unless there's a way that they can like slow my heart back down after they have administered that, I'm really not comfortable with it. And he's like, well, because of your size, their machinery might not be calibrated for someone. It's usually only calibrated to like people to up to 300 pounds or whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't care if it's like only calibrated to take 14 ounces. I don't want to do a chemical stress test. I want to be able to stop my heart rate acceleration on my own. I don't want to lay there and feel like I'm freaking dying or whatever. So I'm going to have to really advocate for this, even if he has to send me out of county, which at this point, if I don't have a car, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get to any appointments outside of county, but we'll see how that works out. So, yeah, just shit piled on top of shit, piled on top of stress, piled on top of what ifs. And part of my vision board was I want to start living in the present, because I'm constantly thinking about the what ifs of the future, and I'm constantly looking in the rearview mirror, remembering things from my past life that no longer really have any, like, there's nothing from my past that I could pull into my present. And I'm constantly worried about the future and the what ifs and everything ahead of schedule. So I want to try to be more present in my own life. And I think we all need that. You know, we need to live for the now. So many of us are living for, you know, oh, when I get my paycheck next week, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Oh, man. Had that not happened to me last week, this would be going on, or that would be going on. And, you know, we play this game of what if, and it just really screws with us in the long run. So I need to work on being more focused on the present, living for the present. And in some of my YouTube videos and stuff, and it, even in my blog writings, and if you've been a fan or a consumer of the Hello Cupcake brand for any time now, you'll know that I'm always talking about, like, not having this kind of set schedule throughout the week or whatever, that I never know what I'm doing from one minute to the next, that I kind of live in this free-flowing limbo. And that is 100% true. I do live in a pseudo freeform limbo, and I don't know what's going on, but my mind and my thought processes are always, okay, in 3 days, I need to do X, Y, Z, or by this time next year, I really want to do X, Y, Z, and I'm constantly thinking of, like, what's next, what's coming next, the what ifs, the, you know, whatevers. And I just need to stop doing that. The only thing that I really need to focus on right now is the holidays, getting my car back, and finishing off my book. I have about 143 pages left that I need to write, and this has been the hardest 143 pages in the history of my working on this book. I have set a deadline for myself that March of 2025 is when I want to have that book completely done and published. So then that way I can hand it off and put it out on the marketplace and do my book launch and all that other fun stuff. And so I now have, what is it, 15 months to get this done in. And I know that sounds like a long time, but, you know, with poly procrastination sitting on my shoulder all the dang time, and that little voice like, Michael, you don't need to do that right now. We could go do this, or we could go do that. I just really need to sit down and bang out these last couple of pages and then get it all set up and throw it through a grammar thing and send it to a couple of editors and then go from there. So, yeah, that's what's been going on. I hope y'all have had a wonderful holiday season so far. I know that there are many others out there who celebrate varying holidays that happen as soon as September. There's, you know, so whatever holiday, whatever religion, whatever walk of life you come from, I hope that you and your family are doing well. I hope whatever you are going through right now that you can't talk about eases itself so that you can heal from that battle. And I wish you all the best of luck. And I thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, for watching my videos, for reading my blog, for viewing my content on Instagram and following me on Facebook and the whole nine yards. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please let me know. You can shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And please share my content with your friends and family. I'm trying to get up to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year over on YouTube. I would love to see the podcast take off. If you have any suggestions for the podcast, please let me know. Put it, shoot me an email or put it in a comment section here or whatever. But yeah, until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.